I was wondering if you could help me with this real quick.
Okay.
You played something for me earlier, which were some kids at a school. They had left a little recorder out in the hallway.
Yeah.
So that they could record something good?
Something good that's happened to them.
Will you play that for me again?
Okay, all right, here we go.
Thank you.
I woke up at a good time today for school. My name is the bus.
Someone told me that my hair looked really pretty today. There was a new girl at school today, and I think I made a new friend, so yeah.
I got 100% on my German test today.
I finally got a girlfriend.
A good thing that happened to me today was Ms. Gates, she complimented my artwork.
And I got my braces off recently.
I have been more hanging out with my family, friends.
Me and my sister are actually kind of getting along now, and like we're not arguing as much as we used to.
Aw, I like that so much. What I was going to couple that with today is that it's National Kindness Day. And, you know, some of those are things that people had done for themselves, like get themselves up early enough to not be rushed and be late and miss the bus. But some of them were just like the most simple things, like getting a compliment on hair or artwork or making a new friend, that somebody was just nice to you. And on World Kindness Day, I want to remind you and in the voices of those kids how much that can make a difference for somebody. It can make a difference for both of you. Because kindness has a ripple effect in both directions. Because for you, when you do it, it helps you. You get these feel-good hormones. It's called a helper's high, actually. There is a name
really?
For it. You get serotonin, endorphins. When you do something kind for somebody else, your body reacts to it. Even if you think it's the smallest thing internally, you acknowledge that, I feel good about this. I did this. And it can reduce your stress and anxiety. It can also, when you focus on kindness, you feel more grateful. You feel more optimistic and content. And it's contagious because one kind act often leads to another. Instead of spreading hate, you spread positivity. And this is through your friends or families or workplaces or communities. And it does affect something bigger than yourself. And you think about especially with those kids, how that could affect the rest of their day and how they feel like they're going to treat others and how they perceive the world around them to be. It reminds you when you do an act of kindness for somebody else that you can make a difference, even in small ways. And for most of us, that is what we can do. We're not going to be able to do great, big, monumental things every day, but these small things do make a difference. Let me remind you of that. Because kindness begins with the understanding that we all struggle. And so if you can acknowledge that and you can implement that into your day, you can be kind whenever possible because it's always possible. And I hope you remember that today as we go through World Kindness Day. I hope it benefits you and those around you.